Sound the trumpet, beat the drum. Boys, the golden age is come. The true fame of Christendom is William and Queen Mary, who by providence is crowned. Let their actions be renowned, while their loyal healths go round in glasses of canary. Protestants has cause to pray that they may the scepter sway, purging popery away and Romish usurpation. He that came to take our part while we felt Rome's fatal smart, let him reign in every heart through all this land and nation. Now he is our crowned king, under whose protecting wing every soul may sweetly sing without Rome's molestation. For we now have lived to see this land purged from popery, and the royal dignity of William's great coronation. Thousand subjects did flock there, and no cost nor charge would spare to behold the royal pair in their renowned station. From the noble to the mean, joy in every face was seen when our gracious king and queen was at their great coronation. From the palace all proclaim royal dignity and fame by the smiling crowds that came in each degree and station. Noble lords and ladies gay, decked in costly rich array, came to celebrate the day of William's great coronation. What was ever more complete? How like moving angels sweet did they gently pass the street to grace this consummation? The great courts in Europe fair never could with this compare. 'Twas as if they all was there at William's great coronation. Those that see their princely train had not power to refrain, wishing them a happy reign without dissimulation, while the music soft and sweet did with hearty wishes meet. Thus the day we did complete of William's great coronation. Who rejoice, who lately mourned, tears are now to blessings turned. None but papists are concerned at this great alteration. Heaven's blessed this great design by a power most divine. Conduits freely run with wine at William's great coronation. He that might have lived at ease crossed the raging, roaring seas for religious liberties in Protestant protection. While he does our spirits cheer, Talbot he will quake for fear when he shall the tidings hear of William's great coronation.